Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time to lend a helping hand.
You're a hell of a surprise.
Help me, and I'll help you get Walter out.
Because the biggest gift this season is friendship.
Ava, I got you.
Wait a minute, are you sure? Because I got Ava.
I did too.
Yeah, I put my name in a few times because I knew all of your mediocre gifts would add up to one decent gift.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, December 7th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Fans of The Holiday are getting a lump of coal this Christmas season. Producer, writer, director Nancy Myers, who helmed the 2006 rom-com starring Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, and Jack Black, has shot down rumors that the OG stars will reunite to film a sequel. On Instagram, Myers wrote, quote, "So many DMs about this. Sorry, but it's not true." EW has further confirmed with another source connected to the situation that the sequel rumors are not true and that Winslet has not signed on. British outlet The Sun initially reported that Diaz, who recently announced her return to acting following a brief retirement from the screen, would reprise her role for another holiday movie alongside Winslet, Law, and Black, set 17 years after the events of the first movie. Late actors Leslie Jordan and Ray Liotta are among those who received nominations yesterday from the 28th Annual Critics' Choice Awards. Jordan landed a supporting comedy actor nod for his work on Fox's Call Me Cat, while Liotta got his for Best Supporting Actor in a Limited Series or Movie Made for Television for his performance in Apple TV Plus's drama Blackbird. Overall, Abbott Elementary tops the awards list with 6 nominations, followed closely behind by Better Call Saul with 5 nods, and Gaslit, Reservation Dogs, and The Good Fight, all tied with 4 noms apiece. The film categories are scheduled to be announced on December 14th. Film and TV buffs will have to wait to see who snags the awards when the ceremony is broadcast live on the CW from the Fairmont Century Plaza in Los Angeles on Sunday, January 15th. You can check out the full list of nominees at EW.com. Chelsea Handler, Leslie Jones, John Leguizamo, and more all-star correspondents have been tapped to guest host The Daily Show once the late-night news program returns on January 17th. Al Franken, D.L. Hughley, Hasan Minhaj, Cal Penn, Sarah Silverman, Wanda Sykes, and Marlon Wayans are also on the roster following host Trevor Noah's departure from the Comedy Central and Paramount Plus program on December 8th. This news isn't so sweet. Matt Lucas is leaving The Great British Baking Show. The Bridesmaids actor, who has co-hosted the cooking competition with fellow comedian Noel Fielding since 2020, announced his exit from the tent Tuesday. And Legendary is no longer in vogue at HBO Max. The ballroom competition series has been canceled by the streamer after 3 seasons. It's been a rough week for reality shows at HBO Max. Just yesterday came news that the Nikki Glaser-hosted F-Boy Island has been axed after 2 seasons. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number 3. In the case of our number 3 pick, DC stands for Don't Cry, because it's time for the series finale of DC's Stargirl. Going into the 3rd and final season, subtitled Frenemies, Starman, played by Joel McHale, made his long-awaited return, and a murder mystery case was on the horizon. In last week's episode, the Sylvester took matters into his own hands and left Courtney and the JSA fearing what happens next. The final episode promises to showcase the biggest battle yet for the team, and lives will be on the line. Here's a preview.
Where's Pat?
Pat's gone.
So So with Pat out of the picture, some members of the team may not survive. Ugh, see who makes it out alive and how the town of Blue Valley fares on the series finale of Stargirl tonight at 8 on the CW.
Number 2.
We're walking down quite the treacherous trail for the mid-season finale of our next pick, Big Sky. On tonight's new episode, Catherine Winnick's Jenny and Jensen Ackles Beau attempt to find out why a groom mysteriously disappeared from his own wedding. And Cassie asks Denise and Emily to investigate the lies told about Walter and Sunny Day excursions. Here's a preview.
You're a hell of a surprise.
Help me, and I'll help you get Walter out.
If Sunny and Buck are lying about knowing Walter, there has to be a reason.
Who was helping you?
Was it Sunny and Buck Barnes?
The more we learn, the messier this gets.
Avery is going after that money.
Track him down.
And his family.
Whoa, what happened?
I think something terrible.
Ugh, the Deadly Trails are a tough road to travel. You can watch the winter season finale of Big Sky tonight at 10 on ABC.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. On Big Sky, the creepy long-haul driver-turned-killer Ronald committed unspeakable crimes in his time on the show, killing his mother, kidnapping Eric, and ultimately meeting his demise in season 2. The character was inspired by a real-life serial killer. Who was it? Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer, or John Wayne Gacy? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to watch? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
Picture it. The last day of school before the winter holiday break. Spirits are high, the sugar rush is kicking in, and school is almost out. Capture that jolly feeling for our number one pick today, the mid-season finale of Abbott Elementary. Jacob attends Barbara and Melissa's holiday dinner and begins to learn the true meaning of Christmas. Janine is invited by a friend to a hookah club where she has some awkward run-ins with colleagues. Meanwhile, back at school, the teachers and staff exchange secret Santa gifts. Take a listen.
Ava, I got you.
Wait a minute, are you sure? Because I got Ava.
I did too.
Yeah, I put my name in a few times because I knew all of your mediocre gifts would add up to one decent gift. $17 to the office loft. I didn't think it would be yours, Gregory.
Oh, Ava. Sounds like she is probably going to have a spot on the naughty list this year. And something makes me think she's probably fine with that. You can watch the mid-season finale of Abbott Elementary tonight at 9 on ABC. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. The character Donald on Big Sky was inspired by which real-life serial killer? Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer, or John Wayne Gacy? That would be Ed Gein. Gein was known as the Butcher of Plainfield, and he also inspired Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Norman Bates from Psycho, and Buffalo Bill from The Silence of the Lambs. Well, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.